This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than just a car. It's the two-door coupe that was there for your first drive. The hatchback that took you cross-country and back. And the minivan that tackles the weekly carpool. For the cars you couldn't live without, trust Amica Auto Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Tonight, tornado watches and warnings on the East Coast as the remnants of Hurricane Nicole drench major cities. Heavy rain and isolated flooding forecast from Georgia to southern Canada. Plus the news about the cold front on the way. CBS's Elise Preston reports tonight from Florida. Counting the vote, the latest results from the races that could decide control of Congress. Plus CBS's Major Garrett with breaking news about Donald Trump's next move. Ukrainians celebrate as their troops liberate an area under Russian control for 8 months. CBS's Chris Livesay is in Ukraine. Cryptocurrency wipeout. The major exchange backed by celebrities and athletes files for bankruptcy. The 30-year-old CEO resigns after losing nearly $16 billion. CBS's Vladimir Duce reports on the losses.
I am probably never going to trust any exchange anymore.
No more student loan forgiveness. A federal judge strikes down Biden's plan to relieve college debt. The new details. And honoring our heroes with an on-the-road story about paying it forward for patriots.
That's my goal, and it will be until the day I die.
This is the CBS Evening News with Nora O'Donnell, reporting from the nation's capital.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us on this Friday night, Veterans Day. Tonight, we come on the air with severe weather impacting millions of Americans. Post-tropical cyclone Nicole is unleashing torrential rains across the eastern half of the country. The storm, which made landfall as a rare November hurricane, caused unprecedented structural damage along Florida's Atlantic coast. Heavy rains with possible flooding is tracking from the central Appalachians to New England later tonight and into Saturday. In Florida, residents are still picking up the pieces after a dangerous storm surge washed away the foundations from several beachfront homes, causing them to collapse into the Atlantic Ocean. CBS's Elise Preston will start us off tonight from the hard-hit community of Wilbur-by-the-Sea. Good evening, Elise.
Good evening, Nora. A giant hole is all that's left where the back half of this family's property once stood. And families along the shore fear further collapse as erosion from Hurricane Nicole washed away sand from beneath their homes.
Tonight, residents along Florida's East Coast are wondering what comes next.
The most breathtaking moment for me personally was yesterday morning at light of day.
In the coastal town of Wilbur-by-the-Sea, Kate Rose spent the day trying to salvage what Florida's first November hurricane in 37 years didn't already take with it.
For sure, it's catastrophic. It's the force of nature.
Nearly half the property that has been in her family for about 40 years simply slid into the Atlantic.
It gave us a sense of stability.
But that stability is now compromised.
Figuratively and literally, yes.
Rose's home is one of 49 buildings already condemned by inspectors on this barrier island. Two dozen hotels and condos are rendered unsafe. Nicole is now considered a post-tropical cyclone, dumping heavy rain and triggering tornado warnings as far north as Virginia. Here in Florida, residents say Nicole finished what Hurricane Ian had started in September. Already weakened storm walls finally washed into the ocean. Storm erosion undermined the foundations of scores of waterfront homes.
We're not going to let this be the end of it.
Rose and her family won't be able to live here anytime soon. But tonight, that is not their focus.
This has been a lesson in reminding me of what's really important. It's family. It's not things.
Much of the sand on the beaches will need to be restored, likely costing into the millions. That doesn't include rebuilding the seawalls to better protect these properties. Nora?
Elise Preston, thank you so much. Well, that storm is now tracking north. So let's bring in meteorologist Mike Bettis from our partners at the Weather Channel. Good evening, Mike.
Nora, good evening. Nicole, significantly weaker, in fact, now considered a post-tropical cyclone, but still bringing us significant rain from the southeast to the Ohio Valley and right into the northeast. Very rainy throughout the night and through the day on Saturday, but very balmy as well. Temperatures here are really soaring for us. In a lot of places, we're going to see temperatures into the 70s, but a lot of rain that comes along with it, particularly a swath from, say, Pittsburgh up to Burlington. We'll see 2 to 3 inches of rain. And then there's a significant cool down for most of the country, with the exception being the Northeast. Temperatures into the 70s this weekend, but then the big cool down comes after that. Check out some of these numbers. 73 million Americans tomorrow morning below freezing. By Monday, Nora, that number's 155 million. And for some, it also brings snow.
Brr, a cold. All right, thanks, Mike. From the weather forecast to the political storms brewing in Washington and across the country, ballots are still being counted with control of the Senate and House still up in the air. Republicans are inching closer to the magic number of 218 to take back the speaker's gavel, but it could take several more days. Several sources tell CBS News that former President Trump plans to announce a third bid for the White House on Tuesday from his Florida home at Mar-a-Lago. We get more now from CBS's Major Garrett.
Ahead of Tuesday's announcement, sources say former President Trump is increasingly bitter at potential rivals and infuriated at being blamed for GOP midterm failures. He has attacked both Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, a new favorite among wealthy Republican Party donors, and Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin, a fresher and less Trumpian rising star. Trump called DeSantis an average governor who lacks loyalty and class for refusing to rule out a 2024 run. Mike Pompeo, Trump's former Secretary of State and potential 2024 rival, took aim, saying, "Conservatives are elected when we deliver, not when we just rail on social media." As for Youngkin, Trump today launched a racist attack against him, misspelling his name and asking, quote, "Sounds Chinese, doesn't it?" Privately, top Republicans told CBS they were appalled at the post and saw it as evidence of Trump's deepening anger and isolation. Youngkin did his best to ignore it.
I do not call people names. That's not the way I roll and not the way I behave.
Several GOP voices muffled before the midterm verdicts now describe Trump as a distracting, fading party figure.
His influence wanes, and a debacle like we had across the country Tuesday night from a Republican point of view accelerates the pace at which that influence wanes.
They point to his preferred candidates in Pennsylvania, New Hampshire, and Michigan all losing, and concern that other Trump endorsees in Arizona and Nevada could lose Senate races currently too early to call.
This is a time that Donald Trump is no doubt in the rearview mirror, and it's time to move on with the party.
Longtime GOP critics said this Trump reckoning was inevitable.
Talk about Donald Trump these days as the biggest loser. As a party, we need to be clear that we should not be embracing him even if he were a winner. I think if Donald Trump becomes the nominee of the Republican Party, the party will shatter.
All this makes Trump more eager than ever to announce and fight back. Now, there's history here. GOP veterans of the Trump effect know well the party has turned against him before, only to retreat. It happened after the Access Hollywood revelations, after Charlottesville, and after January 6th. And Nora, all indications are the GOP is facing yet another wrenching intra-party fight with Trump at the dead center.
Wow, that'll be something to watch. Major Garrett, thank you. Well, tonight, the Biden administration has stopped accepting applications for the federal student loan forgiveness program. That's because a federal judge from Texas ruled it unconstitutional on Thursday. The program, which would erase up to $20,000 of debt for those who qualify, was already on hold after a previous decision. The Department of Justice says it will appeal. Turning now to what the president of Ukraine is calling a historic day for his country. Celebrations are taking place in the streets after Ukrainian troops recaptured the key southern port city of Kherson, making a humiliating defeat for Vladimir Putin's forces. CBS's Chris Livesay reports tonight on the cautious optimism inside Ukraine.
After nearly 9 months held hostage by Russia, finally, tears of jubilation. With stunning speed, Ukrainian forces have recaptured Kherson. It was the only major city the Kremlin ever managed to hold. Today, it's rushing back into Ukraine's arms. With so much affection, it's slowing down Ukrainian soldiers, says lawmaker Oleksiy Goncharenko.
Because they're being stopped by Ukrainians.
By Ukrainians, by just local people who are so happy to see our army liberating them that they're stopped with hugs and kisses, and people who are singing Ukrainian anthem with Ukrainian flags.
These are people who couldn't sing the Ukrainian anthem for many months.
For many months, they could be killed for this.
Russian forces destroyed the major bridge as they fled. And their artillery remains within close range. They're also known to leave booby traps in their wake, hiding landmines inside refrigerators and underneath mattresses. Many civilians have already died from explosives, says this Kherson military official. But Ukraine is in no mood to lose momentum.
So this is a massive embarrassment for Russia.
Oh, yes. It's too early to say that Ukraine won already the war. But we already can say that Russia lost the war.
And remember, it was just over 1 month ago that Vladimir Putin illegally annexed Kherson, and he still claims the city is his. But tonight, Volodymyr Zelensky, the president of Ukraine, says the city is ours. Nora?
Chris Livesay, thank you. Tonight, the cryptocurrency world is reeling after the meltdown of one of its most popular trading platforms. The exchange FTX filed for bankruptcy protection today as fallen crypto king Sam Bankman-Fried stepped down as CEO. CBS's Vladimir Dutier reports on this epic crypto collapse.
Tonight, a stunning crash. FTX CEO Sam Bankman-Fried had become one of the richest men in the world. His net worth was more than $26 billion. It's now down to zero. Along the way, FTX had enlisted high-profile investors like Tom Brady and Steph Curry.
With FTX, I have everything I need to buy, sell, and trade crypto safely.
The company had a Super Bowl ad featuring Larry David.
It's a safe and easy way to get into crypto.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Bankman-Fried graced the covers of magazines like Forbes and Fortune. He was the next big thing in the financial world. A wunderkin, now in freefall, leaving non-celebrity investors like Evan Luthra angry and stunned.
I thought it was very, very secure. I have lost almost $2 million. So this was a very, very big lesson for me.
It's been a spectacular collapse for Bankman-Fried. On Monday, he posted, FTX is fine. Assets are fine. By the end of the week, he was in full apology mode. I effed up and should have done better.
All the withdrawals are stuck. I can't get the money out.
Bitcoin is now worth nearly $17,000. A year ago, it was almost $65,000. The fallout of crypto has reverberated all the way to the White House amid calls for greater oversight.
The most recent news further underscores these concerns and highlights why prudent regulation of cryptocurrencies is indeed needed.
An industry that had boomed, especially during the pandemic, now facing a reckoning. Vladimir Dutier, CBS News, New York.
President Biden sounded the alarm at the UN's climate change summit in Egypt today, warning it's more urgent than ever to boost commitments to fighting global warming. The president announced new rules cracking down on emissions of methane, a potent greenhouse gas, and pledged $100 million to help developing countries battle climate change. Tonight, COVID is raising its ugly head again ahead of a possible winter wave. The Carnival cruise ship Majestic Princess is docked in Sydney, Australia, with 800 people stranded on board after testing positive for COVID. This comes as hospitals across the U.S. are seeing a surge in patients suffering from the flu. Well, with less than 2 weeks to go before Thanksgiving, people are being urged to get their flu and COVID shots now. CBS's Omar Villafranca is in Fort Worth, Texas.
Tonight, the flu is already hitting hard. 22 states and Washington, D.C., all reporting high levels of activity. The hospitalization rate, the highest this early in the season in a decade. For Dr. Daniel Guzman, the one-two punch of RSV and flu cases has filled up his ER at Cook Children's Medical Center in Fort Worth.
What are you seeing currently right now in the ER coming in for kids?
In the last week, we've doubled the number of cases that we've seen in the ED from, or the hospital, from 170 to almost 338 flu patients.
As hospitals and emergency rooms fill up, doctors are warning people to get vaccinated. Andrew Talbot, a Massachusetts teacher, got his COVID booster today before he travels to see his immunocompromised mother for the holidays.
I'm aware of the fact that there's, you know, COVID that comes and goes in waves in the building. And especially with her being on immunosuppression drugs, I didn't want to risk bringing anything home.
But only 10% of people 5 and older have received the updated COVID vaccine. And just 21% of adults say they've been vaccinated against the flu.
You're protecting your entire bubble of your family members, you know, those that are really old to those that are really young. And so it's really important that we do as much as we can to help protect them.
To stay safe this holiday season, experts advise get vaccinated. Consider a mini quarantine the week before you travel. Test before gathering. And if you feel sick, stay home.
Is it too late to get the flu shot?
Never too late to get a flu shot. I think we have to stress that's an important thing to help protect yourself as well as everyone around you, that everyone goes out and get a flu shot.
Dr. Guzman says while getting the flu shot won't prevent the flu, it could lessen the severity if you get it, which could keep you out of the emergency room and lessen the clogging of the emergency rooms and the hospitals. Nora?
Good advice, Omar Villafranca. Thank you so much. Police in Ohio have released dramatic video of a dangerous suspect being captured inside a daycare center. We're going to have that story for you when we return.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Police in Warren, Ohio have released dramatic body camera video of a suspect being captured inside a daycare center. Some may find this video hard to watch. The suspect wanted for assault was running from police when he forced his way into the daycare center last week. With children and workers screaming in fear, an officer tried to tase the suspect before he tumbled into a playpen near several children and then was taken into custody. All right, coming up, CBS's Steve Hartman meets a veteran who is paying it forward through an act of true patriotism. We go on the road when we return. CBS's Steve Hartman goes on the road to visit an American hero who turned a single act of kindness into a mission to help others.
Veterans Day was every day for 80-year-old Navy veteran Kenneth Jerry.
To honor those who served, he used to visit this veterans park in Matomidi, Minnesota, just about every morning, until his mobility scooter broke.
That was my life.
So once the scooter broke down, you could not get to the memorial?
No, I was very sad, depression.
And then all that changed.
All that changed.
Believe me.
It changed after he met a stranger in a coffee shop. Her name is Amanda Klein.
Every moment you're talking with him, you feel like he cares about you and you want to know more about him. You know, it's just contagious.
And she says you can't help but help him. So after she heard about the broken scooter, Amanda started an online fundraiser. And within days, Kenny got a brand new one.
Oh, here we go.
They presented me that scooter.
My goodness.
I'll never forget it until the day I die.
And not just one scooter, but a second, super snazzy one.
Oh, my goodness.
Kenny was set. But donations kept pouring in, and a guy can only use so many scooters. So he's now on a mission to take the kindness bestowed upon him and scoot it forward.
Over the last year, Kenny and Amanda have donated more than 50 mobility scooters to veterans in need.
Thank you, Kenny!
The latest, a surprise, for Vietnam veteran Dave Anderson. Dave's disability was getting in the way of walks with his grandson. But not anymore.
Oh my
goodness.
This
is for you.
This is for me?
What? Now you can do whatever you want.
Mission accomplished. But Kenny's fight against immobility carries on.
That's my goal, and it will be until the day I die, is to donate scooters to servicemen and women.
In the beginning, all Kenny wanted was a way to get down here to honor the fallen.
God bless you. And rest in peace.
But thanks to the kindness of strangers, he now has a way to honor the living, too. Steve Hartman, on the road, near St. Paul, Minnesota.
Our veterans never stop serving. We'll be right back with a tribute to them.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On this Veterans Day, the country pauses to honor all the men and women who have bravely served our nation to defend our freedoms, both here at home and abroad. November 11th was chosen to remember the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month of 1918, when World War I officially came to an end. To our veterans everywhere, from all of us here at CBS News, we thank you for your service, especially to my dad and my sister. That is the CBS Evening News. I'm Nora O'Donnell. Good night and have a great weekend.
It was the biggest scandal in pop music. The stars of Milli Vanilli, the Grammy-winning multi-platinum R&B phenomenon, were exposed as frauds. But none of this was their idea. So whose idea was it? Enter German music producer Frank Farian. He saw the success of acts like Michael Jackson and Prince, and he wanted in, no matter the cost. So he devised the perfect pop heist. Two once-in-a-lifetime talents who were charismatic, full of sex appeal, and phenomenal dancers. The only problem? They couldn't sing. But Frank knew just how to fix that. Wondery's new podcast, Blame It on the Fame, dives into one of pop music's greatest controversies and takes a never-before-heard look at the exploitation of two young Black artists. Milli Vanilli set the world on fire, but when the truth came out, Rob and Fab were the only ones who got burned. Looking back now, it's hard not to wonder, why did everyone blame them and not the man pulling the strings? Follow Blame It on the Fame, Milli Vanilli, on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Blame It on the Fame early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, and I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
And how long have you been the producer of this?
We've been doing this for 2 years now.
Okay, and what is it like to attempt to get feedback from me about the podcast? Be honest about how quickly I respond to emails.
You actually respond to emails surprisingly fast.
Really? I think you might be the only person I respond to. Respond too quickly. Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
I expected you to lay into me.
Well, this was over the strike period.
Oh, I had time.
Yeah.
See, that doesn't count. Sure, I responded to everything because responding to you putting reruns up on the podcast was like a form of employment.
Yeah.
And I felt like I had something to get up for every day. So thank you for that. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.